This chapter is another step on the journey to scale up leadership success and involves more looking inside and more reflection coupled with bold external action. You need to be living firmly in the now, but living as if your future vision is a reality. Your path will be beset by problems and challenges, and yes, even some failures. You need to learn how to operate a fine balance between now and the future. While tackling day-to-day problems head-on, you equally need to anchor yourself in the future with a powerful vision of where you want to be. The heart is a remarkable organ. It is a muscle that relaxes and contracts, pumping blood, carrying oxygen and nutrients throughout the body. The steady rhythm of these contractions is controlled by electrical impulses that travel through the heart, first through the upper chambers, called the atria, and then through the lower chambers, called the ventricles. In order to reach the ventricles, electrical impulses must pass here at the atrioventricular node. Atrial fibrillation occurs when a storm of electrical impulses spread through the atria in a chaotic and disorganized pattern, causing the atria to begin rapidly contracting. As a result, the ventricles may also begin contracting faster. When the heart is in atrial fibrillation, the body can't receive the blood and oxygen it needs. Spa maintenance is important and relatively easy, as long as you know what to do. This guide will help. Even if your spa is equipped with an ozone generator or some form of ion device, you still need to pay attention to the maintenance information provided in this video. Every spa is different, so you should consult your spa owner's manual for equipment operation and maintenance procedures. We want you to have a perfect spa to enjoy the fine art of relaxation. To install a new capsule into your air purifier, switch the unit off. Insert the complete cap into the air purifier and switch the unit back on. Your air purifier will now release a pleasant fragrance during operation. Either choose repeat to watch this demonstration again, or it will automatically close. It's natural for an adopted child to be curious about his or her biological parents or siblings. By collecting as much background information as you can during the adoption process, you might be able to satisfactorily answer some of your child's questions, at least until he or she is old enough to be able to get further information on their own.